All right, we're here. Another Monday, Shantytown Pub.
We're hot.
Open mic. Starts at 9. Signups are at 8:30. We do the podcast before. You know the deal. I'm your host, at Zach Malcolm on Instagram.
I'm your host, at D Nimick on Instagram.
We've got a couple onlookers. We got Vanessa Scuduto here. Shout out, Vanessa.
Shout out.
And then Cross is doing some extracurriculars over there.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Don't.
Whoa.
I knew when he pulled it in, he was going to say it.
I don't have my medical license.
Well, y'all should have stopped me, man.
And they know they geotagged Shantytown.
So I would never stop.
We can't say we're in California.
Shantytown, Shanty World.
Can't stop Crossblocker. How you doing, Cross?
Dude, I'm better, man. Dude, I was sick as shit last week, man. I could not believe how terrible I was.
Well, we're glad you brought your own mic.
Yeah, thank God.
That's good to know. What'd you catch? You catch the Omni or you catch the original?
I got a sinus infection and a cold.
I feel like everybody's catching those. You know what I mean? Right as Omicron's coming around, everybody's got a sinus thing.
I'm glad that Omicron's coming around, man.
People feel less sorry for you if you get like a regular sickness. You know what I mean? Like, I got the cold, like, oh, whatever, you're a bitch.
It's like, come on, dude.
You don't have Delta. You don't have
Omicron. It's like, you're not washing your hands, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Everybody knows how not to get sick. Everybody's not gotten sick, and you just... got sick.
I know exactly how I got sick too, man. Every time I do the Dave and Buster's thing, whenever we do games with the kids, dude, my problem was I kept open palm high-fiving these snot-nosed brats, dude. I'm not doing anything Yikes. Besides the elbow touch from here on out.
Well,
I'm what sure are you doing kids, for kids?
You do games. Comedy for kids.
You're doing games. Oh,
like, no, I was supposed to do comedy for kids tomorrow, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, I was talking about that. You're supposed to do comedy at your old high school?
Yeah, dude, fuck them, bro. My biggest regret about that school,
easy,
man, is fighting to graduate from there, dude. I've never been so disappointed with what the fuck they did. Because these people, they knew that I was coming for about a month and a half. And they knew that I was going to be this, a comic that's going to be talking to kids about, you know, following your dreams and shit. Like, they're asking me to do, because transcendentalism's all about not going with the flow and, like, you know, following after your dreams.
Is that what they're learning?
Is what they're learning in the subject. Yeah, that's why they got a hold of me. And then, so this morning, the teacher gets a hold of me and tells me, hey, administration came and talked to me, and they said that we're going to have to cancel the comedy because they don't see the connection between joke writing and the subject of English.
Mm. Do you think they saw your social media and they're like, we're not going to have this
No,
kid?
Bro. I know exactly what the fuck happened, man. I got the last time I was at that high school, dude, I got kicked out and sent to an alternative. And the guy who helped do that is still on administration. And he was the guy that had the last word.
Damn. I say you guerrilla warfare. Like, you bring your own PA system. You go to the courtyard.
Yeah.
During lunch.
Naked.
No, don't do that. No. Don't catch a charge. Don't catch two charges.
Well,
you're gonna
how
get
else am I going to show how serious I am?
Endangering children.
How am I going to show how serious and passionate I am for this art form that they're trying to tell me has nothing to do with English?
You go to the bus loading zone, and you start bullhorning jokes at these kids. And if you can pull them away from riding the bus home, then it's on him.
You have to start roasting the staff and the administration.
Oh,
and
that always
kids about your crazy eye, Gordon.
Stand on the sidewalk so you're technically not trespassing.
Yeah.
And then you just bark as loud as you can.
Oh, just bark and tell them, like, hey, comedy show here at the Creek.
Huh. Is that where you went? Creek?
The Creek.
I went to Creekside, yeah.
Wow.
We'll blank that out.
Fuck that place. No, dude, leave it in, dude. Fuck Creekside. I regret graduating from your bitch-ass school. Couldn't teach me shit.
All of our Creekside listeners, that was from one of our guests.
Maybe into a bigger criminal than
that. That doesn't represent the
being.
Thoughts and the concerns of the Relatables podcast.
I'm all about education, so I love beauty school, really.
Any educationary.
Did you guys watch the fights?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
dude, that was a great card.
Here's what I will say, regrettingly. I fell asleep during the Nunez Juliana Pena fight.
That's why you texted me back late. Yeah. I was so pissed.
But I woke back up for the Dustin.
Remember how I joked
my
with you?
My boy Sugar Show got that first round knockout.
I joked with you the night before. I was going to put $500 in Pena just like fucking around. Like, of course she's not going to win. I could have gotten so much money.
So much money, dude. About? He said, like, surprising. I was like, that doesn't even bet. And he was like, dude, I bet on the fight tomorrow. And
did
I was like,
really?
There's no way. But he said, like, yeah, I put $500 on Juliana Pena. And I was like, why would you do that?
Now it makes sense.
It would have made so much sense, dude.
That was so awesome.
That was a great fight. I went back and rewatched it.
I don't know. She tapped really quick. I think she wants a trilogy.
I don't know about that, but I do think Nunez either was super gassed or didn't have any options and was just like, I'm out.
Bro, she kept getting pops to the face, man. She was just getting dazed.
She was walking face first into a jab.
Right, every time.
Four times.
Like six times in a row. Just boom, boom.
Her head was gently going back. That was awesome.
That was good.
I love watching violence.
But even, dude, the top, Cody Garbrandt got starched. Like,
I didn't see
it. Looked like he was going to get starched.
How about Cody Garbrandt's fucking
loss? He looked terrible.
Dude.
He does not look good for 125.
He looks too skinny.
This is the guy who
was
talking shit about him.
Looked sick almost.
Really?
And like, he had no chin, got tagged and just starched. And then he looked sad.
Just dehydrated brain.
Yeah.
Getting pummeled like some.
Shout out to Sugar Sean. He held it down. First round knockout.
Yeah, bro,
did his thing.
Scared Vanessa away with the UFC talk. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, it's okay.
She's not.
But no, Sugar Sean is the mold. He's the future.
Dude, hell yeah, he is, man. Dude, Sugar Sean's got that arm.
Take fights at your pay grade until they pay you more, and then take bigger fights.
Yeah,
starch the people who you can starch. But don't, like, his thing was like, why am I going to go up and fight some top-ranked guy when I'm still on my minimum wage contract?
Yeah, there's no incentive to.
Right. Start paying me some money and then we're
Is it the equivalent to like his rookie UFC contract?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, pretty much. Like he can re-sign for a bigger
Warrior contract. Before everything else, wasn't he?
Ultimate Fighter.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yes. Yes, he won that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, man.
He's showcasing that.
I still think he's undefeated regardless of him breaking that one foot.
Wait, was it Dana White Contender Series?
That was what it was, Contender Series. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine watching that.
Dana White says he's pound for pound the greatest fighter to come about. That and all the other people he signed
up. Usman is, dude.
Usman's pretty fucking crazy.
Usman.
I think he might be the pound for pound right now.
He's the real deal.
I'm excited for Adesanya to get back in there, though. February 12th.
Adesanya's coming back?
Adesanya, February 12th.
Who's Israel?
Israel. He's fighting Whitaker?
That'd be good.
It's either him or... Yeah, it's Whitaker, I think.
Oh, dude. Adesanya.
Is John Jones coming back in 2022?
Let's hope,
John Jones?
Dude. He's shooting guns, training his dog, and looks like he's just getting thick. Boy.
I don't know what you know about him. Is he eligible to fight? Is he still in trouble for that Las Vegas shit?
I don't think he's been on... He hasn't been in the pool to get out of, to be on any of that stuff, I don't think.
Oh, that's right. He got in trouble in Las Vegas.
I think he's out of the active...
Knocked her the fuck
roster
out.
Thing. I don't think he's still in the testing pool. I don't know how that works, but I think
if John Jones knocking out his wife isn't the best form of showing CTE is real.
I think that's more of a personality trait.
Yeah.
The guy's got great angels and just devastating demons. You know?
Yeah, dude.
He's done amazing things, but also he's got a lot of...
And we don't know if he hit her. I mean,
you remember when DC and him were beefing and he's just like, I still knocked your ass out on cocaine.
Yeah. And he's the youngest champion to this day. Beating grown men. And then stayed beating grown men.
Man, how old is he?
I think he's like 20. No, he's like 32. I don't think. He's pretty prime. 32, 30. 30 I think 32, 33.
Stop rubbing that mic, dude. Killing me. You're going like this. You're like petting it. Like, you're about to suck on it.
Wow. That's not even how I do it, dude.
How do you do it?
I'm a two-hander. Shaft and balls, because everything needs...
Yeah.
Who do you... Fingertips? You're just a fingertip guy?
I'm just no hands, all mouth.
All gas, no brakes.
It's good for the camera angle.
Bro, you ever been in a three-way with like one of your boys, and then you see like how they jerk off?
No. I've never...
You've never been in a three-way with another, with
no.
another one of your boys?
Uh-uh.
No? Dude, it's weird.
I've been in a
freeway
with two other boys.
Yeah. It worked out really well. No, dude.
Not one of my boys.
No.
Two of my boys.
Dude, like, think about how you jack off, and then think about how your friend jacks off, and that it's nothing at all like what you do.
It's probably pretty similar.
What you learn, dude. When it comes to the money shot time, dude, I realize that, like, the way he does it is weird.
See, I'm never jerking off to cum. Like, if I'm jerking off to cum, like, we're not in the right place.
What?
I've never, like, taken it out, like, jerked him. Like, yeah.
While you're having sex.
Yeah.
Oh, really, dude?
Yeah.
I'll do that part.
Dude, we've never.
No, dude.
Yeah, if we're having sex, we're having sex.
Yeah, I get that.
Because honestly.
The last possible second.
Because here's the thing. If I start jerking off,
so
I'm going to come
pull
way
out
faster.
Last minute. You're gonna pull out like right at the last second. That's what you go for. Because I like to make sure I have like at least a couple seconds before I know I'm about to go.
I'm a last second guy.
I don't pull out.
Really?
I'm a last second guy.
Oh, man, you are more of a man than I am. I'll tell you that.
It keeps you sharp. Is what I'll
it
say.
Does,
it
man.
Keeps you. It makes sure you can't just relax in an act.
That's
you know
part
what
of
mean?
The thrill of it. Like, oh,
yeah,
it might
dude.
Be too late.
Right. Yeah. That's why you got. You're not just falling asleep in it.
You know that phantom.
The best
pump?
Part is the argument right beforehand. Just like, please let me do it, and then she was like, no, and it's like a fight until she finally says no.
I don't like fighting while I'm having sex.
You don't fight.
You're not fighting.
My girl, my girl's a new as a Muay Thai champion thanks to me.
That's elbows.
What are you gonna say? I don't, like I said, I don't pull out. But I haven't pulled out in years.
Years.
Oh well, you're
I haven't been a fan. I've been dating classy ladies.
You don't need to pull out anyways.
Classy ladies who like to take care of themselves.
But I don't have sex with a lot of girls, so if I am having sex,
what about that one time? I'm just kidding. Oh, you a lie. You
changed in the last 2 weeks. No, I'm pretty monogamous. So if we're having sex, we're gonna go all. We're gonna do it how God intended.
Whoa,
we're gonna have sex. Is that your lie?
Like the Catholics, man.
What, like
spilling
on
no
top
seed.
Of each other? Like missionary?
Usually, man. I always find the girls.
Why do they call it missionary? Is that how missionaries went?
Because
missionaries
know.
Back huh. then were definitely the
missionary.
You know, the bald.
Why do they call
tops?
It doggy style? Is the real question. Because I knew we started fucking way before we saw dogs.
Bro, I thought about it. True. And like the way a girl arches her back, like in doggy style, is definitely the way like a dog arches their back when they're stretching right before they leave. It's
downward dog style.
Yeah, downward dog. Yeah.
Yeah. We should call it downward dog. DD dog. D dog.
That's doggy style.
DDOG style. DDOG.
Something harder than doggy style.
No, it's DDOG.
DDOG original.
Downward dog. Never mind.
No.
Trying to come up with something.
You
want to come
DDOG?
Up with a
DDOG
title?
Like, what do you call me?
DDOG. That sounds like Snoop Dogg's evil villain twin's brother.
That sounds like a sick rap name.
DDOG.
Sounds like a rap group.
DDOG.
Zach from DDOG, boy.
Yeah, you know we're right now, DDOG.
Hey, DDOG Entertainment, boy.
They talk some shit, so DDOG had to put it on him, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can see that.
That's got a good little drill, boy.
Yeah, you
gotta put it on.
It's drill time.
Good little thing, how to put it on.
What else has been going on this last week?
This past week?
This
I mean,
past week.
Just,
we haven't talked to you in like a couple months. I just posted the episode, by the way.
Did you really,
last
dude?
Time we were on.
Dude, I've literally been like waiting for
yeah,
it because I wanted to
posting.
See how wild I sounded.
How's your how's this catalog of cross material coming along?
Across material? What you mean? Like how I'm
doing? I filmed three different productions with you. You got to have some kind of catalog.
You know,
I've actually,
you know, it's funny that photo thing that I did, the photo story, I'm like, I added another sequence to it. I did. And so I'm actually going to finish that one, dude. That damn, you know how, like, when we were doing the cooking show and then Zach, you said, like, the best way to go about this is using a lapel mic.
Yeah.
You're 100% right, dude. I fucked up on audio like in three other episodes. Just like the one I did with Christian Baker, dude, it was probably the most well like run, like organized and everything perfect. Forgot to turn the microphone on.
Fucked.
So now we only have the microphone from the other camera that's not mic'd at all. So I think I'm just going to scrap it until further notice. But in the meantime, dude, I'm just going to get back into the filming because I do have another sketch or two that I have filmed on my camera.
Okay.
So
just save them all the archives and put them out later.
Also, I'm getting podcasting equipment really here shortly. So I think I'm going to bring back across town. But
Zach does podcast consulting.
Really?
Yes.
No shit? What
yes.
is that?
Just sound. I'll help you with the sound.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay. Because I'm getting a Zoom. I'm getting a Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, the H6, I think is what it's called.
Is this what you have?
That's what this is.
That's
yeah.
what that is? Yeah.
Yeah, he knows all about that kind of
thing.
Shit.
Gonna give it, I got a Christmas bonus coming, and I'm going to use that on that.
He works on another podcast as their producer on This Is 30. Shout out to
really?
This Is 30 with.
Yeah,
I'm
Callaway.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a couple of lapel mics and shit. So, like, my idea with Acrosstown is literally just do the Acrosstown idea, just, like, literally going Acrosstown with, like, whoever I want to ride with to another show. Like, you know, because me, Mikey B, and Christian Blake, we had drove down from the Walrus to Daytona, and we just had, like, an awesome conversation and shit. So I just got the idea, like, man, we really went Acrosstown for this one, you know? So I'm thinking just maybe just, like, grab a comic, travel with them, and then, like, strap up some lapels, and then maybe get a GoPro on it and just see what people want to see. You know, that way it's just, you know, it's not something I have to, like, dive too deep into. You know,
I like that idea. Side note, video podcast idea. You do a video podcast, almost like a vlog, of you telling your friends, hey, we're just going to go up to the store real quick, and then see how long you can just drive around and talk to them before they start like getting a little panicky and antsy. So, like every episode kind of builds to them being like,
"Where are we going?
What's going on, dude? Like, are we going to your house?
Or are we going to the CVS down the road?"
Yeah, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just keep trying to bullshit them as long as you can.
Oh, you're trying to get your passport pictures done.
I just gotta make two more stops real quick, and then.
You gotta do it with people you barely know.
Bro, my dad would do that shit all the time when he would pick us up for, his divorce weekend, you know? And we would always, on Fridays, go down to his friend's barbecue place where he was the musical act as well. His name was Jeff. I don't know what he's up to today, but he would
banjos?
Perform. And dude, my dad,
you play the banjo?
BBBs.
Dude, he played the guitar like a motherfucker, I'll tell you. But anyways, so my dad would come and watch him exclusively and then drink while we're there because there's a bar at the same time. And then my brother and I were probably like 12, 14 years old, so we're just bored as shit. We didn't have, like, the iPhones weren't really like up to date as they were, you know? We didn't have internet on our phones or anything. So like, we really had to just find our way around, you know? And then we would just be like, "Dad, can we go?" And he'd be like, "After I finish my beer, man, we'll go. I swear." And then and then we go fuck off. And then during that time, my dad gets another beer and drinks it down at the same level that we just saw.
Smart guy.
And he would for 5 rounds until we'd catch him and be like, "Damn it, Dad, not again."
Guy was chugging beers.
On his divorce weekend.
Yeah, man, you never had your real dad like come and help you out like on a weekend?
Kind of. It was every other weekend.
Every weekend until my dad officially moved to Africa fully.
He was like, "No more weekends."
Yeah, dude. He was just like, "What's the best way of getting out of this?"
I got something.
Did y'all do like the reserves like 2 weeks a year?
For a regular vacation.
Yeah,
like, say
you
we're
go over there.
2 weeks a year. I mean, we had. Damn, now that you say it. And looking back, yeah, we totally did, but at the time, I didn't know.
Just regular?
Because, like, I'm thinking, like, damn, all the times I had vacation. Yeah, there were 2 weeks, man. Yeah, that sounds perfectly right. My dad made it seem like it was a big deal, but it was just court-ordered.
Can't wait to see you guys. Been planning for you.
Wait, what is your dad? Is he South African?
No, he's from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. But he moved to South Africa.
No, he moved to Ethiopia.
Jesus Christ, Zach. And why is it South African? Why can't it just be African?
I thought he mentioned South Africa one time.
No, I've never talked about South Africa.
I think
it's
a whole place.
You know?
No, he's from, it's East Africa. Like, it's right next to the water.
You think it's, like, safer if you say West Africa?
West
like
Africa
you're just
is the most
closer
dangerous
to
part of Africa. Did you know that?
No.
That's where Liberia and shit is.
Ooh. Mm.
It is.
General Butt Naked.
Yeah, dude. That's where the fuck he's from. General Butt Naked.
Wow. You guys.
Man, he'd eat all the kids, man.
Yeah. Shout out Mikey B.
Shout out Mikey B.
Took him a little while to get
out of
chair.
Shout out to the only Mikey on the comedy scene. Shout out to Michael.
Dude, I was going through Mikey B's profile pictures this morning, seeing the evolution of Mikey B.
Sometimes you just gotta do that to your friends.
Like, dude,
you weren't shit.
It's funny because I saw a picture where him and his girlfriend are kissing from like years ago, and then I was just like, I wonder what this bitch is up to. And then so I go on her profile.
That's
she's dating
what you
a
do.
Dude that looks exactly like Mikey B.
That feels good.
I never really left, bitch.
That feels good.
He said I never really left.
That kind
of
feel nice.
Yeah, man, you just gotta go through your friends' old profile pictures.
What's the strangest creep you've ever done? Strangest creep.
He had a Trayvon Martin picture as his profile, and I knew that wasn't him.
That's hilarious.
Strangest creep. My ex blocked me on Instagram, so we'll go on the Relatables Instagram.
Ooh,
and look at her sometimes.
Wow.
See what she's
up
to.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's honest.
I don't think I've ever switched account creeped before.
That's the only one I do it for.
I had, like, someone... I didn't have them, like, screenshot or anything. I just said, like, have they found anyone new? And that's that. Like, I didn't, like, say, like, screenshot or screen record and then send it to me. I just said, hey, are they seeing anybody? Have you noticed? That's it.
Oh. Hmm. I've gone back and my biggest creep is, like, going through people's tagged photos.
That's
I feel like
mean.
I've never done that.
That's my, like, this is what you want people to see. But, like, I want to see what your friends, when they don't give a shit about what you look like.
Yeah.
Like, they look good in this picture, but, like, fuck you. Those are the pictures where I'm like, this is.
Like a DM, like a DM request, you know, and it's like a person I can't recognize. I look at their tagged photos before
right.
I look at anything else. Because, dude, like you said, man, you can upgrade a photo to I can look like Leo DiCaprio in just like a few switches of a button.
Right, all your profiles can be.
But can't
whatever.
They go through and untag all those photos?
They can, but most people.
Can you, man? Because I'd love to untag a few.
But I mean, you if you untag all of them now, I'm like, you have no tagged photos and 56.
Yeah,
or like 900 and something.
Russian. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the, who really is worried about their tags and their photos?
I'm not worried about any of
have
it.
Have you seen a tag in a photo that where you're just like, I have to get rid of this?
There was this video me and my friends made. I'm just kidding.
We killed a homeless man.
Me and my buddy years ago.
You know what I did last summer.
Me and my buddy years ago, we made a video where we smoked crack that we called the Drake feeling, and we ended up crying at the end of the video. Because
like
we felt that's how Drake felt.
Whoa.
Ew.
Smoked crack and cried.
Theater
smoked,
kids.
Yeah, smoked crack and cried because it was called the Drake feeling. And we played two pimps that just dealt drugs in this 7-second video from Instagram.
Well, that's not going to help you out.
No, dude.
You ever
it's,
do something
I deleted
like, this
it way long ago.
Help my
dude,
stop.
Do you remember? We had to do skits for one teacher. It was in high school. We had to, like, do some play. It was, like, Ophelia or Othello or
Ophelia?
Something.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had their own play they had to, like, modernize.
Yeah. I did, like, a ghetto, like, a stereotypically ghetto black lady as, like, one of the... Because I thought it'd be funny if, like, the white girl character who was, like, really prissy was, like, a black lady. And I was, like, behind bars. And, like, if that ever surfaces, I look so racist. Like, it was funny at the time.
Dude, the one video...
I think I do remember this,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Dude, the one video I pray to God never surfaces.
I was fucked up.
The one video I know that is out there that I hope to God never surfaces is my 8th grade talent show when I rapped Lose Yourself by Eminem. It was way off beat.
That's something that...
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
Dude, it was way off beat.
That's something that would be on like any viral meme site right now.
Dude, I remember how I said it to this day. You gotta lose yourself in the music. You better never let it go.
Go.
Dude, you know the funniest part? My mom was in the audience, dog. And when it was just like, Mama, I gotta move out of this trailer park, I pointed right at her.
She turned around. Like,
dude, she was just like, me.
Are you?
And then my boys were in the back. We tried starting a rap group at that time called Flying High Records. And my boys were in the back, and they were standing and yelling boats and hoes because
Step Brothers was a good
idea.
The time.
It was when Step Brothers was prevalent.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
Yes. We used to make
dude, I went to school the next day. Actually, no, I lied. Not the next day. So they started showing clips of everyone's act during that show, and I was the last act, dude. And I literally, like, timed it out. I saw that I was, like, 2 days away from being on there. So I went to the media teacher and begged her not to put that fucking video up, and she totally did. She was like, you have to promise me that you'll get to class before the bell rings every day. And I was like, I'll do anything.
She was
and
like,
then she caught me fingering a girl. Like, in the
this
bleachers.
Is good.
Juicy. Real juicy. We used to a cringe thing that we did. We made songs for girls.
Oh, dude, that's super cringe. That's
it's
a good
so
point.
Bad.
Yeah, that's a good one. Me,
we used to make rap songs for
we
girls.
We used to make rap songs.
Put it on
for
a CD.
Girls. Burn
four
it on
girls?
To a C. Four girls.
It'd be like, to
oh, like, hey, do you want me
man.
To make a song for you? They'd
like
say,
a mixtape deal?
Sure.
We didn't even ask them.
Yeah, yeah.
We would just do
I don't know
it.
If we'd ask.
It was just
I don't
girls that we
say.
Kind of liked.
How old were you?
High school.
Okay.
No,
too old.
No.
Ninth grade?
Too old.
I'm saying,
eighth,
I'm
eighth
saying upper
ninth.
Or lower class.
Eighth to ninth.
Eighth
yes,
to ninth.
Eighth to ninth.
Okay.
Too
yeah.
old.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think that's a start of
and burn to a CD to give to them.
It was like over a popular beat at the time.
So it's not even like you guys
I think
found
it was,
a song.
I know what beat it was too. It was Girl by Paul Wall.
Yeah.
Damn, so it's not even like you found a song that reminded you of the girl.
It was like three different girls we did the same beat too.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I could get one of those CDs back.
I wish
I
could remember some of the lyrics.
Dude, that reminds me of a time when I had like one of my ex-girlfriends screenshot like an old Snapchat. You know, like, you know, say, like, someone just screenshot your chat, and I was
yeah.
like, whoa, what's this about? And then so I was like, what's that about? She was just like, and she goes, oh, me and Cameron Gulick, another girl I dated that she's talking to, we're just going through, we're talking about you, and these paragraphs you wrote to us almost look exactly the same. And I was like, whoops!
Your dick does not, though. You have different dicks, you said. Yeah.
For some reason, you
son
have
of a
spotted
bitch.
Black one that I've never seen before.
No, I do feel like those raps were very misogynistic, though.
Oh, I believe it.
Very hypersexualized. Yeah. I remember talking a lot about tight jeans, fat asses.
You know what's kind of funny, though?
When describing these girls.
One of the girls that we did a song for, I lost my virginity to, so it worked out.
Did you write it in the song, or was it after?
It was... we had the songs way before.
Yeah, so this was good. This was sowing a seed.
Uh-huh.
So this is like a good 1 out of 8 chance that it was going to work.
Actually, I had sex with 2 of them.
Dude, those are Vegas numbers.
Here's the thing.
That's a quarter chance.
Off mic, how many... I don't even remember. I know 2 people we made the song. Actually, I know 1 person we made the song for.
Yeah.
They're saying the name of the person on the other line.
Thank you, yeah.
Because I thought there was... Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, that was fun.
Worked out.
That was a different person.
Yeah, we got to get this list up, though. This is the Shantytown Pub open mic, pre-mic podcast, Shanty Tapes, is that what we're calling it?
Shanty Tapes.
Number 10 with Crosswalker.
Dude, I'm with the idea of Shanty Tapes. It's a cool deal. I think you guys should just keep it audio only.
Yeah.
Because like, the real fans will listen to it kind of thing.
Pulling a comic every once in a while, tell somebody to come early.
Yeah, fuck around, and we'll do this every week. Like I said, Mondays, 9 p.m., 8:30 sign up. I'm your host, at Zach Malcolm.
I'm your host, at D Nimick.
And I'm your guest, Cross Blocker, and thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man, while he's...
And please keep... Oh, my God, Zach, just
do this. You pointed at me, and then you started talking.
I did. All right, guys, while you're listening, make sure you use the Relatables discount this holiday season. Oh. Make sure you go to therelatablespodcast.com. Make sure you go email therelatablespodcast@gmail.com. Plug it all. What do you got? Plug it.
I'm sorry. Let me replug this real quick. So the t-shirt look company that's here in Jax that sponsors me, Goodies, go to their website. They just dropped the winter drop, and use promo code CROSS to give me a little bit of love on the backside. I believe it's like about 10% off, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, goodies.florida on Instagram, website, whatever, and get me. Crossblocker Instagram. And again, thanks again.
Guys, on that Goodies website, type in the Relatables. It's not going to work, but it'll tell you to retry. Then put in Cross, and that'll get you the double
discount.
It'll
raise some eyebrows from my sponsors.
It'll give you the double discount.
While you're doing that, please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always,
stay relatable.
Stay relatable.